Hallelujah, hallelujah. Greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I once again welcome you in our program entitled The Reviving Word. Today, I feel honored right from the bottom of my heart to share with you for the word that the Lord has put on my heart. I feel that you will also be blessed. Today, our subtopic, I will be speaking about seeing through the light of the word. Seeing through the light of the word. You need to see yourself and everything around you through the light of the word. Our scripture or the text that we are reading today is in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. The Bible reads, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." Verse 18, All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. I repeat verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. This scripture that we have just read, it is not a promise. This scripture instead is a statement of fact. In other words, when you are born again, you are now a new creature. You are created to be a new person in Christ Jesus. The word doesn't say you will become or you would become a new creature. No, that is not how it says. But the scripture says, those who are in Christ Jesus have made to become new creation. They have become created. They have been created in Christ. So once you believe on Christ, once you become a new creature, the Bible does not say that you will become a new creature when your ways or your behaviors have become perfect. No. The qualification here is being in Christ. When you are in Christ, you become a new creature. The old things have gone, the new things have arrived. My brother, my sister, you need to maintain, you need to keep this conscience within your spirit, within your patterns of thoughts, within your beliefs systems, because this is where the secret lies. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. The old has gone, the new has come. The second part of that verse says that, behold, all things have become new. All things have become new. This means we need to see through the light of God's word. It doesn't matter your past. You see yourself through the word or the spirit. You need not to base on your past. You need not to judge yourself based on your past. Instead, you need to judge yourself according how the word speaks or says upon your life. We need to come to that point where we believe that the word is the only true and the only truth, because the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse 4 that let all men be liars, but God remains to be a true God. God does not lie, he does not change. So we need to come to that level where we believe in his word to be the truth, the absolute truth. So when you give your life to Jesus, maybe you were born with a heart condition, you were born with a cancer, you were born with a deformity, a disease, an infirmity, a sickness. The Bible says that the old things have passed away. That blood condition in your life has passed away. That cancer, that disease, that infirmity, that weakness, everything which is not of God has passed away. Those bad habits are gone. Glory to Jesus. They have passed away. When you believe like this, you become like what you believe. Because the Bible says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So when you believe like the way I am sharing with you, you start living in that same style. So my brother, my sister, the day you gave your life to Jesus, all the things passed away. Your bad habits were gone. Your everything were changed. You were created to be a new person in Christ Jesus. Even the so-called positive things in your life have been replaced with the better ones. You were replaced. You were changed. Hallelujah. As believers, we need to maintain this consciousness. See yourself and your life around your life through the Word. You need to see yourself through the Word, through the light of the Word. Because you have been changed, you have been transformed, you have been shifted from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of His dear Son, the kingdom of the light. All things in you are divine. They have been made divine, perfect. Nothing of the devil is in your life. Because the Bible says in the book of John, the gospel according to John chapter 14 and verse 30, Jesus himself said these words, "I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me. He has nothing in me." In other words, Jesus was saying, the devil has nothing in my life. The Bible says in the book of 1 John, chapter 4 and verse 17, that as he is, so are we in this world. If Jesus can say that the devil has nothing in me, so my brother, my sister, your life, because it is hidden in Christ, the devil has nothing in you. Because as he is, so are we in this world. The devil, the enemy, doesn't have his sickness, his disease, his infirmity, his failures, his weakness, his sorrow, his bitterness in you. No, you are a new creature. We were created to be new and perfect in Christ Jesus. So, my brother, my sister, I want you to believe God that you are a new creature. You have a new blood. You have a new soul. You have a new mind. You have a new body. You have a new of you. You are a new creature. The old things have passed away. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. So when you maintain this consciousness, when you maintain this kind of attitude, the devil and all his cohorts, all his enemies, his devils, they will all be under your feet. You will live a life of victory. You will live a life of successful. You will live a life of breakthrough, because you have been created to be a new person in Christ Jesus. No sickness can manage you. No disease, no infirmity, no failure, no infirmity can manage you, because because you have a new DNA. Your DNA is from Christ. You are as Christ would be in this world. That's why the scripture said that as he is, so are we. Hallelujah. You are more than a conqueror. You are a new creature. You are the hen of the tail. You are an overcomer. You are breaking through. Your life will never be the same again. Why? Because the only qualification is you being in Christ. So my brother, know your identity, know who you are in Christ, know what Christ has done in your life on the cross, through his death, through his burial and resurrection. You have been given a new identity. You have to see, you need to see all things through the light of God is one. You are an overcomer. You are a favored. You are blessed. You are deeply loved in God. God bless you. Shalom. Shalom. This is your brother in Christ, Apostle James Karejea, who loves you and encourages you always. Shalom.